Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to a new report from the National Center for Health Statistics, the use of antidepressants in the United States is rising at an alarming and very rapid rate. Today, according to the report, 11% of the population over the age of 12 is taking the drugs. They are most commonly prescribed for people between the ages of 18 and 44, and fully 25% of all women between the ages of 40 and 59 are taking them. Use of the drugs has gone up 400% in recent years. Once on the drugs, people tend to take them for very long periods of time, which is not surprising since they're highly addictive. 60% of people who are currently taking the drugs reported taking them for 2 years or longer, and 14% reported that they had been taking them for over 10 years. The CDC states that only one-third of those who are seriously depressed are taking the drugs and acknowledges that they're used for many conditions such as PMS that have little or nothing to do with depression. The reality is that nobody should be taking these drugs. They are notoriously ineffective. They have terrible side effects that are often permanent, and they're very, very addictive, as I mentioned earlier. Very few people are able to stop taking them without experiencing difficult withdrawal symptoms. We need to figure out how the two-thirds of the seriously depressed are avoiding this terrible fate and show the others how to do it too. I mean, that was the only encouraging thing in the whole report, is that most seriously depressed people somehow do not end up on these terribly ineffective and useless drugs. Just as an FYI heads up for the future, the Wellness Forum is committed to launching a program in 2002 that will help people who have become addicted to these drugs and want to get their life back to do so. Diet, exercise, better lifestyle choices, and the right therapy are much better for addressing all of the conditions, even those that are outside of generalized depression, for which these drugs are prescribed. So more news on that later. But just extraordinarily and truthfully found it a little bit depressing to see how many people are succumbing to taking these terrible, terrible drugs because they basically don't know the truth. So if you know somebody who's taking them, advise them to work with a healthcare practitioner to discontinue, and certainly if they're recommended to you, run the other direction. That's all for now, and have a great day.